I try to convince my faithful friend that cats are warm and affectionate. Look at Perlo, my great-aunt Cecilia's cat. When I touch him, his fur tickles my fingers, and his tongue is so funny, rough and tiny, it makes me laugh so much. But Skinny doesn't pay any attention, but only concerning cats, because in everything else he is the best and most obedient dog that has ever existed. I find it hard to see with my eyes, so I see in a different way. For example, I can touch something and know what it's like, or listen to the sounds. It's like I am in a very special cinema where you have to be guided by your imagination, and that's great fun. I imagine everything. I imagine my mother when she cooks her wonderful potatoes that make you want to lick your fingers. I imagine my teacher running after Alfonso, who is a very naughty boy in my class. I imagine the clouds full of raindrops and the rainbow warmed by the sun. I imagine so many things.